Have you ever heard the phrase, aim to please everyone and you'll end up pleasing nobody? Well, today you're going to hear from one of the top lifestyle hotel developers in the world today about how he operates from the other side of that, creating properties that his guests absolutely love. Phil Hosped is the CEO of Dovetail & Company. I just published a feature-length interview with him today exclusively on the Hospitality Daily YouTube channel. But in this episode, you're going to hear about the new hotel he's building in New York that is laser-focused on one segment of travelers. I want you to listen to this so that you can get inspired by what it can look like to get very focused on delighting a very specific group of people in your business.
Hospitality.
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 Hospitality brings people together.
This is Hospitality Daily, the show that helps you stay informed and inspired each day by the most interesting people in hospitality. My name is Josiah McKenzie, and my goal is to help you reconnect with why you work in this industry and get fired up to go out there, delight others, and reach your goals. Let's get started.
We're doing effectively a capsule hotel in New York City in NoHo that has sort of like these sleeper cabins that's for kind of Gen Z solo traveler. We're trying to take people, take a little bit more of an analog approach to like connect to each other, but it's right in the heart of NoHo. And again, that's super exciting, sort of $100+ kind of price point. And we think that may also sprout out in some of these other high density, sort of high ADR markets.
Tell me a bit more about this capsule concept, because when I think about it, I think about maybe some futuristic sort of concept from Japan, but you mentioned the analog nature. Before we started recording, we were talking a little bit about maybe folks being a little bit over this overly filtered millennials kind of design aesthetic into maybe some more analog components. So tell me a bit more about combining what seems like concepts from either end of the spectrum here into this one.
Okay, so yes, the Japanese have this capsule hotel and you sort of see it through Asia. But when you go to Europe, you take the same like physical space in a sleeper cabin, like in a train and the Belmont. And now all of a sudden it's a luxury experience and it's a high-end experience, but it's the same amount of physical space. And so here in NoHo, we wanted to create these little cabins. They're private, they're lockable, but you've got baths and showers down the hall in the heart of NoHo, and it's targeting the solo traveler. Maybe they're a backpacker, maybe they're a photographer freelancing in the city and just need a place to kind of crash. But now they're all on their devices, but they all kind of like are choosing to stay somewhere a little less expected in the heart of the city. So we think that demographic is going to want to interact with each other in a variety of different ways. So we can have a board, you can write a physical note, like an analog note on the board that says what you want to do while you're in New York. And maybe we can like connect the dots or like a misconnection sort of setup. And I think we're going to do it in a way that is just a little more unexpected. And we have the real estate and the location that allows us to do that, which is pretty unique. So we're excited to bring that out this summer.
I can't wait to see it, because I feel like people talk about creating for a segment or a persona. To my knowledge, this is one of, if not the first, that is targeted just the solo traveler. I feel like this doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's very specific real estate. And I think being in the real estate business, you find unique real estate and then you develop a business plan that works with that real estate. And so the real estate and the certificate of occupancy allows us to do this. But the solo travel market is actually growing. And then surprisingly, it's majority women travel on their own versus men. So that kind of creates some unique opportunities as well. And I think the fact that it's a pure play solo traveler is also going to allow us to tell a story that's a little different than a hotel that maybe has some rooms for solo travelers, but is still predominantly a standard boutique hotel.
If you want to hear more from Phil, check out our full interview, now available exclusively on the Hospitality Daily YouTube channel. Great hospitality providers know that every touch point matters a lot. So they spend a lot of time making sure that each interaction better serves their guests and makes life easier for their teams. If you'd like to operate this way, I suggest you check out Sojourn. They've built a reputation as the market leader in helping hotels and resorts earn direct bookings through digital advertising over the years. And more recently, they've expanded into offering a complete suite of guest experience solutions, including an AI smart concierge, reputation manager, and guest marketing suite. I've been working with Sojourn for years now, and everything from the way their technology is built to the talented experts they have on staff makes it no surprise that when I talk with people about technology, Sojourn comes up again and again. Hospitality providers love them. If you'd like to learn more about how Sojourn can help you better engage your guests and drive more profitable direct bookings, visit Sojourn.com. That's Sojourn.com. Before we go, I want to let you know about a few more things. First, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite app to stay inspired each day by actionable insights from the most interesting people in hospitality. Second, I've started sharing videos and photos from the stories on this show on Instagram and YouTube, so if you'd like to see those or watch along, I encourage you to follow Hospitality Daily there so we can stay in touch. Third, if you'd like to listen to more conversations like the one you just heard, visit this podcast website at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. I've spent a lot of time building out this website because I want to make it really easy for you to listen to the topics and guests that you are interested in, whether that's culture and leadership or operations or technology or something else. Browse and search the entire library of more than 400 episodes for some of the top leaders and innovators in hospitality at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com to get ideas for delighting the people around you and reaching your business and career goals. I produce this podcast each day and give it away for free because I want us all to learn and grow together. If you enjoyed today's episode, I just have one favor to ask. Please take a moment to text or email this episode to a friend or colleague who might appreciate it as well. They'll be grateful to hear from you and what we covered in the show can help them, as I hope it helped you today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you here tomorrow.